us, our Bible Fellowship Church with Lights Talk Ministry, looking at Ephesians chapter 3. I want to read just verse 14 with you today. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. I've been spending some time thinking about what was the reasoning behind all this. You know, we know that God is going to inspire Paul through the power of the Holy Spirit to write to the church at Ephesus. This is what God wants the church at Ephesus to know. And so as Paul's writing this, Paul's letting those believers know that there's a reason that he bows his knee before the Father. Some people kind of look back to verse 1, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus. Some people, as you look back of the gospel that has rescued him, brought him out of a life of persecuting the church, now to be a missionary for the church. Or you can maybe, you know, go back and see the just now being a partaker, being accepted, being part of the, brought to the table of God because of the gospel. Like he was, you know, I already said persecuting. Now he's been adopted into a family. Not 100% sure all of it, but I just thought it was interesting for me then to ask myself this question. What are the reasons that I bow my knees before the Father? What are the things as I look back, what passages of scripture do I think about, which then causes me to move in a way of humility towards the one who gave his life for me, humility for the one that rose 3 days later. And so now that I'm adopted into this family, I was once an alien. I was running after the things that I thought would make me happy. And then God rescued me from me and brought me back. And now I'm a part of his family. I am a child of God. And I know we all know probably verse 15, from every family in heaven on earth is named. So how cool is that, that every family comes from Jesus, heaven on earth? So that's where all of our names come from. But not every family is going to bow their knee. Not every individual is going to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to, submit to the gospel. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to ask for forgiveness. And we as a church family, as we grow and encourage our relationship, we want to continue to do that. We want to continue to bow our knee, just like the Apostle Paul, knowing where our strength comes from. And it's not from us, but it is from him. And so maybe you need to spend some time today just thinking about what has God done in my life that encourages me to continue to bow my knee? What are the God stories? What are the passages of scripture that you run to and say, yep, you're my Father. I'm bowing my knee. I'm going to humble myself before you again. And I want to continue to do that for the rest of my life as you give me, life. So it might just be a fun little journey for you as you, get out a piece of paper and a pen or just start writing it down. Or you might just start typing it in your phone. These are the verses why I bow my knee before my Heavenly Father. So Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to gather around your word. And so maybe we just do some self-inventory in this, that we pause and just think about. These are the verses. These are the situations that you brought into our life that we know that we can trust you. We know that you're big enough. So thank you for this opportunity. We love you, Jesus. Your name I pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us. Bible Fellowship Church, Let's Talk. Have a great day.